This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the United Nations Security Council prepares a vote on a resolution to bring aid to Gaza, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield provided an update to reporters.
We have worked hard and diligently over the course of the past week with the Emiratis, with others, with Egypt, to come up with a resolution that we can support.
The UN Security Council had again delayed a vote on the watered down resolution to deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza because there were significant changes. Many said they needed to consult their capitals before a vote, which is now expected this Friday. A UN report warns more than 500,000 people are starving in Gaza as a result of the Israel-Hamas war.
One in every four people is starving in Gaza as we speak.
The World Food Program's Arif Hussein blames the hunger on insufficient food shipments into the Gaza Strip.
It is a situation where pretty much everybody in Gaza is hungry.
And if the war continues at its current intensity, the population could face a full-fledged famine within the next 6 months. And he says it won't stop at hunger.
People are very, very close to large outbreaks of disease because their immune systems have become so weak because they don't have enough nourishment.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Israeli military campaign in Gaza, experts say, now sits among the deadliest and most destructive in history. Just over 2 months, the offensive has wreaked more destruction than the razing of Syria's Aleppo between 2012 and 2016, Ukraine's Mariupol, and more. This is VOA News. Three foreign nationals were among 25 wounded after a student opened fire at a university in the Czech capital, Prague, killing 14 people, according to authorities.
The mass shooting is one of the Czech Republic's worst attacks in recent years. Minister Vít Rakušan says police in Prague worked overnight and 13 of those killed have been identified. He also said three of those wounded were foreigners, two from Saudi Arabia and one from the Netherlands. The bloodshed took place on Thursday at the Faculty of Arts of Charles University, where the 24-year-old shooter was a student. He also died, authorities say. His name has not been released. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A letter sent to embassy staff and seen by the Associated Press says that France will close its diplomatic mission in Niger following this summer's coup in the West African nation and the souring of relations between the two countries. The news that the embassy in Niger's capital is to come to a close as France prepares to withdraw its last remaining military forces from the Sahel state this month. The document sent to the Nigerian employees of the French embassy was dated December 19, 2023, and was signed by the French ambassador to Niger. Adult content website Pornhub has been hit with a $1.8 million fine to resolve a sex trafficking-related charge.
Federal prosecutors say ALO Holdings, Pornhub's parent company, has admitted to profiting from sex trafficking by a now-defunct production company and agreed to make payments to women whose videos were posted without their consent. The Justice Department reached a deferred prosecution agreement to resolve charges. Prosecutors say the company didn't act swiftly or thoroughly enough to remove non-consensual videos. ALO, based in Montreal, will make separate payments to the individual women harmed by the trafficking. It will also be overseen by an independent monitor for 3 years, after which the charges will be dismissed. I'm Norman Hall.
General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the U.S., spoke with his Chinese counterpart on Thursday, and the first of what officials said will be renewed talks between the two nations' senior military leaders as the Biden administration works to thaw relations with Beijing. The video call between Brown and General Liu Xinli is the first senior military communications between the U.S. and China since August of 2022, when Beijing suspended all such contacts after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.